At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An absolute masterclass by Tyrese Halliburton last night. 32 points, 15 assists, 12 rebounds, 4 steals. Those stats have never been put up in the playoffs by a player who had 0 turnovers. He had a 15-5-6 quarter. The only other player ever to do that is LeBron James. Danny, an absolute joy to watch Tyrese Halliburton cook in that game. Honestly, I think it's one of the best playoff performances I've ever seen.
I have been a huge Halle fan since he came into the league. And I brought this up a couple different times, and this is not a, like, look at me, I'm right situation, but I had an executive ask me 2 years ago, if I wanted to build a team, who would I take, Tyrese Halliburton or Ant Edwards? And I go, you know, I know everyone should probably say Ant Edwards. He's bigger, he's stronger, his physical profile, his gifts, like, there's so much more of a straight line to draw. Because remember all of the early MJ comparisons because of the footwork and the smile and the earring, and like he just had the goods. And
some of the mid-range, some of the flash.
And Halle's this quirky, weird, kind of skinny, awkwardly built guy who has this jumper that goes like across his face, and his timing and his rhythm is all just jazzy and awkward and different. But I go, I'm gonna take Halliburton because I think his ability to impact everyone else is just different. Like, there are guys that are truly transcendent talents, and I think Ant Edwards is that. But I don't know if he has the leadership, the soft skills, the intangibles, where with Halliburton, is he as skilled as Ant Edwards naturally? No. But I think his leadership, his ability to impact, his ability to raise all tides, it's very similar to me, Chris Paul and Steve Nash are the two best floor-raising players in modern NBA history. When you're talking about, like, just get dudes that are semi-competent, and if you have those guys running your team, you're gonna be good. And it's not because they're scoring 30 a night. It's because they are gonna get you in spots, and they are gonna make everyone else so much better than they're capable of being without them, that you're just going to have, like, you look at Chris Paul's career. Look at Steve Nash's career. Like, look at who have played with them. And then after they've left, how much better those guys are because they understand how to play the game better. And I look at Tyrese Halliburton and I look at what he's done for Nembhard. I look at what he's done for Nesmith. I look at what he's done for Miles Turner. Like, Pascal Siakam's an all-NBA guy. Like, he's stamped.
He's bona fide.
Yeah. But, like, everyone is bought into what Tyrese Halliburton is and how he plays. And Stan Van Gundy had a great line last night about pace, in that coaches don't dictate pace. Your coach can tell you, play faster, play. Like, we hear every trope every season from every coach and every media day. We want to play faster. We want to play faster. I've talked to Anthony and I've talked to Dame about this, about playing faster throughout their career. Terry Stotts was a half-court coach who wanted to play a little bit faster. But Dame cut his teeth at Weber State running more pick and roll basically than any college guard we'd ever seen. He came into the NBA as a dyed-in-the-wool pick and roll maestro. Not only just as a setup guy, but a scoring guard out of the pick and roll. Anthony Simons, he's told me so many times, I want to play faster, but in my head, I've spent 6 years playing alongside Dame and CJ who want to operate in the half court. And that's how I was developed. That's how I was brought up. And so that's the style that I play. Tyrese Haliburton has always been a guy who is going to push pace. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Watching that game last night, I have never seen another guard, other than maybe Steve Nash, who is more willing to get off the ball early in a possession and be totally fine with it. There's no ego, there's no nothing, and yet still have such a massive impact on the offense.
Well, speaking to that ego point, he was asked about his performance in the post-game press conference, and they laid out his stats and said no one's ever had a 30-15-10 four-steal game with no turnovers. And he said, you guys are just making up stats to make me sound better. You know, he wasn't going to buy into to any of that. You tweeted yesterday something about the uniqueness of Haliburton. Mm. He was voted the most overrated player in the NBA by his peers. When I hear the term overrated and we talk about stars who are bona fide, Haliburton, last night, ground him, star. Jokic, at times, gets that overrated label. Draymond, at times, gets labeled overrated. All three of those players contribute in a very unique way that's not necessarily your SportsCenter highlight, your Twitter or X highlight. I mean, obviously Jokic has his passes and he has some great moments, but they're not flashy and they produce in these really unique ways. Do you think that is the reason that those guys, especially Haliburton, because it's so timely, are labeled as overrated because it's hard to define what makes them so special?
That's a big part of it, because you don't see Hallie flashing down the middle like Ant Edwards and baptizing somebody into another dimension. You don't have the flash and the panache of, you know, I'll use Ant again, like the Jordan or Kobe-esque mid-post footwork, the Hooper's Hooper. Tyrese Haliburton, the way I compare him, he's a jazz musician. It's just kind of all over the place, but somehow it comes together. And they see the game so drastically different. You see this a lot with, I don't want to just qualify it as this, but this is a big kind of thing, because I saw Kevin Durant say something about this the other day and how European players are different than American players. And Kevin Durant says, well, a lot of these guys are influenced by American players. I'm like, well, why do the Euros keep coming over here and playing the game differently?
Right.
Like, there is the guys from the Starters, from No Dunks, Taz Melas and those guys, you know, God, I'm totally blanking on his name, the Australian. He has gone around and played basketball on courts all over the world. He's basically made a living out of doing that now. And one of the things he said is, like, it's really interesting playing, like, in the Balkans. You don't have guys, like, they'll play 3-on-3 on a court, 5-on-5 on a court. The ball won't touch the ground.
Right.
It's just pass. It is a very, like, go watch an AAU tournament around here and or anywhere in the country, and you'll just hear the air being pounded out of the ball.
Right.
It is two very different dynamics. And I'm not saying Haliburton doesn't dribble, because he does, but there's a difference in his cadence. There's a difference in his rhythm. And the same thing with Jokic. It's like the way these guys see the floor, the way that they're operating, the way, like, there's intrinsic feel. And I've mentioned this in how I've gone about my scouting in the last 15 years. If you go back and you listen to old podcasts and stuff like that, where I'm talking about drafts and things of that nature, I always go, look, if all things are equal, give me the guy who's got better physical tools or is bigger. Like, if all things are equal, if there's a guy who's like, a recent draft.
You want the outlier.
Yeah,
you'd rather have the outlier than the 6'4 guy who's not, he doesn't have that 43-inch vert, who's an okay shooter. Because what is his ceiling?
Exactly.
But the guy that has the untapped potential because of his length, because of his size, or because of a master skill has elevated value on your board and a lot of boards. There are a lot of people, they do that in the NFL.
I would say that's
a common thing.
I'd say that's probably the default position of a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that's pretty common.
Like, Scoot's draft. I go back and you can watch all the tape. I said, I think Scoot's the third best player in this draft. And I had him and Brandon Miller on the same tier. Wemby was up and above God tier. There was no mistaking that.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But I go, I think I've got Miller and Scoot on the same tier. And if all things are equal, give me Brandon Miller because he's 6'9", 6'10". Like, that's just what I'm going to go with. But as I've kind of looked at my analysis over the years, one of the things if all things are equal, but somebody has significantly better feel or IQ or just a feel for the game, I'm leaning more towards that guy. Like, the Blazers are picking 11th in this draft right now, and one of the guys that constantly gets mocked there is Kasparis Jakaciunas, the point guard from Illinois. And he is a guy that he has feel. I watched him all week at Hoop Summit last year. And as I'm watching...
Yeah, he's kind of a darling of yours at this point.
Look, man, like when you the thing about when you get to... Like, it's one thing to watch games, but when you watch guys in practice for a week...
I've been to the Hoop Summit for a week.
Yeah, it's like...
I've been to the Hoop Summit, and you find the guy, and you go, okay.
There's something different with this guy.
This dude can elevate, and if you give him more stuff... he will learn it.
And that's
versus I am who I am, and I might get a little better, and I might get a little stronger, but I'm not going to evolve. Like, I don't have the body for evolution.
I don't want to have
the body for evolution.
And the thing is, I don't want to denigrate Ace Bailey. I don't want it to be like, oh, da 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 da.
But but here it comes.
But I have questions about Ace Bailey's feel and IQ. And I'm not calling him dumb.
No.
There's a different level of IQ and processing. Like, you hear about this in college football in the NFL. Processing. Your ability to not only see it as it comes, but to know what's coming before that. Or the ability to do one thing, knowing what the next step... Like, talking to Dame over the years, the number of times he told me, you know, many guys are better than me, more talented than me. He goes, I know that if I do X, then Y is going to happen, then Z, and then it resets all itself all over again. He goes, when I do this, it's not just because I'm trying to get to this. It's because I'm trying to get to this that gets to this that gets to this. And like, that's just a different level of feel. It's a different level of IQ. Like, yes, Dame's a great shooter and he's strong and but it's his feel, his touch, his IQ. It's all those things. And Halliburton does it on a level in a style that is so different, so unique, and so damn fun. And I hope to God that we get OKC and Indiana in the finals, just so all of the networks are forced to actually recognize what him and SGA are, as opposed to them being flyover country markets.
So that leads me to kind of my next point. The NBA doesn't have its LeBron. It mm-hmm. doesn't have its Golden State Warriors. There's no Lakers. There's no Celtics. It's going to be Indiana, OKC in all likelihood. And that should be fascinating.
It should be. And yet, you know what was leading ESPN yesterday? Luka Doncic looks more fit at Real Madrid game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.